Hello, so Diana's just asked me to talk a little bit about this passage in Isaiah. So Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit about how we understand this word new. And how we can understand it as this new quality of life that God has opened up for us now. So new, how do we understand it in English? So we define it as either produced, introduced, or discovered for the first time, or already existing, but seen or experienced for the first time. So initially we might associate this new thing in Isaiah as the former, so produced, introduced, or discovered for the first time, because, you know, God asks us to forget the former things and don't dwell on them. So what can the original language that the authors wrote in, what can that tell us? So the word for new in Hebrew is hadash, which just means fresh, new thing. So that doesn't really give us much insight into how else we can understand this word, but what is more interesting and can kind of give us a bit more wisdom into how Isaiah wanted us to understand this is how the New Testament writers interpret this word. So in Revelation 21:1, John quotes Isaiah again. So Isaiah 65:17 talks about the new heaven and the new earth, and again Isaiah uses this word hadash. But in Revelation 21:1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. John interprets this word as, in Greek, kainos. So hadash becomes kainos. And what's interesting about this is that in New Testament Greek, two words are used for new. So two words we translate as new. So kainos and neos. Neos is what was not there before, so it's new in time. Kainos, what not found exactly like this before, so new in quality. This can be illustrated very well by the passage around new wine and new wineskins, which is found in three of the Gospels, but I'm going to look at it in Matthew 9:17. So, neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. So here, both kainos and neos are used. So when Matthew talks about new wine, the emphasis is neos, so new in time, newly created. But when he talks about new wineskins, it's kainos new, so new in quality. So the emphasis of the wineskins is about its quality. And so we have to understand hadash, Old Testament new, as kainos, new in quality rather than newly created. So how can this change how we read this section in Isaiah? Well, when we talk about this new thing that God is doing, our minds can often jump to the ultimate renewal. So new heaven, new earth, new bodies, all that kind of thing that we haven't seen yet. So we think of it as a future thing. And with this renewal come these images we see throughout the Bible of fire and destruction, which could kind of lead us to see this renewal as also a destruction of old things. So again, this neos new, this new creation rather than a new in quality. But we can see through these words that this new thing that God is doing is not a replacement of the old, but a renewal of it. And the verse in Isaiah also answers the question of how God was gonna do this. So, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So this is language that we also see in the New Testament. So in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And also in John, so John 4:14, when he's talking to a Samaritan woman, Jesus says, the water I give them will become in them a spring of living water, welling up or springing up to eternal life. So we know that Jesus knew his Old Testament, so we can kind of quite confidently take these things as deliberately associating himself with this new thing that God is doing. that Isaiah predicted. So this new thing, this new quality of life that God opens up for us, it comes through Jesus. But that's not all the New Testament can tell us about this. So if we look at 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. So this kind of seems like a fulfillment of Isaiah 43, the new is here. So when we talk about God's renewal, we're not just talking about a future thing, we're talking about this new quality of life that Jesus has opened up for us now. So we don't have to wait for it. When Paul talks in all of his New Testament letters about this renewal, this transformation, he talks about it now being made new and having been made new now. He doesn't say one day we can live transformed, although there is a future renewal for sure, but he talks about a change of quality of life, a way of being a new human right now. Jesus invites us into this new humanity. So if we look at Ephesians 4:22-24, it says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new, kainos new, in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So I just wanted to challenge you today that this new thing that God is doing is not just a future renewal that we have to wait for. It's about a new quality of life, a new way of being human for us right now. And it's an invitation from Jesus to live in this new quality of life, like him, walking in love, in righteousness, and in holiness right now. So I just wanted to end by going back to the passage in Isaiah, 43:18-19. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.